Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Have you been seriously injured? Mama Justice is here for you. Our medical team partners with top-notch doctors, surgeons, therapists, and urologists, ensuring a comprehensive recovery journey. If you've been injured, call Mama Justice today. We're here for you.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in on this Tuesday edition of the Rebel Report Podcast. My name is Michael Borky. Always appreciate you being with me. So, didn't think we were going to talk about this really this week, but Mike Bianco, I think it's still just kind of gamesmanship, but Mike Bianco left the door open. He left the door open for the possibility of not starting Hunter Elliott in game one. So let's talk about that tonight. Who should and who will start for Ole Miss in game one of the College World Series? North Carolina, also, I have not seen yet what their plans are, but they have a flip-flop situation as well. And also, Pete Golding got yet another four-star, this time on the offensive side of the ball. So we will talk about all of that and more right here on this edition of the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. I will have something for you on Thursday. We will not be live, but I will have something for you at some point on Thursday that I will post right around the same time we go live. Talk to Michael Katz on the radio show today. I'll make that part of it as well. So we'll do that. I'll have something for you on Thursday. I will have something for you after the game on Friday. It will very likely be recorded on Saturday morning. But I am going to bring you coverage despite being on vacation this week. I'm going to do it, and I'm happy to do it. It's just not going to be the same as it was last week. We'll be back Sunday, and then it's full steam ahead all the way until SEC Media Days. So, again, I'm glad you guys are here. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. And by the way, if you need your College World Series Omaha merch, right there, that QR code. Scan that now because I'm going to take it down. Scan it down right there. That'll take you to the College Corner, and they've got a full line of College World Series shirts, hats. I think another one is coming out tomorrow. I probably shouldn't have said that, but I think it is. So scan that QR code, get yourself to College Corner, get yourself an Ole Miss Omaha College World Series shirt or hat. They are there for you. So check them out at the College Corner, and again, scan that code right there. Ready? All right. Taking it down so I can see. And again, I'm glad that you guys are here. So we're going to talk about that on this edition of the show, brought to you by Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, Mississippi. They've got you for literally anything involving your home or your garden or your lawn or your hunting property or your farm or whatever it is. They've got you inside of the home, outside of the home, and most especially, they have got the John Deere that you need at 0% financing. All of these are at 0% financing. Zero turns, five series tractors, compact tractors, commercial mowers, all 0%. And if you want a Gator, 1.9% for 36 months. That's all it is, 1.9% for 36 months. Scruggs, Saltillo, anything that you need under one roof, they have what you need for less. When you go, tell them that it was me that sent you there at Scruggs. So Mike Bianco, again, left that door open today. He left the door open, would not commit to a starter. I've said before, I think I will be very surprised if it's anybody but Hunter. And I'm aware of how stupid this is about to sound, okay? I get it, because I know that the goal is to do whatever you possibly can to win the national championship. And I think the best course of action for Ole Miss is to start Rabe in game one to beat North Carolina and get yourself in a winner's bracket, because I am much more confident in Rabe to beat North Carolina than Elliott. And now that I said that, Elliott's going to throw a complete game on Friday. That's just how it goes with me. But also, I think that it is more likely that you can get two wins when you've got Elliott facing the winner, or I guess the loser, of the other side of the bracket with Troy and West Virginia. So that is what I believe to be the best course of action to win two games. But I'm gonna straddle the fence on this one, because I absolutely see both sides, and I'm totally fine with both sides. And I know that's not what the opinion platform is supposed to be. I'm supposed to tell you that one is right and one is wrong, and my opinion is right, and here's why yours is wrong. That's what I'm supposed to do here. That's more entertaining than what I'm about to do. And I know how stupid this is about to sound. I think that quite simply, because of the career that he's had, and it's not like he's been horrible either. He just hasn't been himself at times this season. He's also flashed his brilliance, but he has not been himself either at times. But I think with what he's done for the program in the past and this year, he has earned over the years the opportunity to start game one of the College World Series. And I know that's kind of goofy because that may not be the best win strategy. But from that perspective, starting Hunter Elliott in game one, I'm fine with that. I would support that. I'm okay with that. I think he's earned that opportunity. And let us not forget that he can absolutely shut down any lineup in the country, even though he's been pretty inconsistent this season. It's still in there. And if anybody can rise to the occasion in a moment like this one on Friday, it is him. And so it's not like it's a bad decision. It's not like this Lifetime Achievement Award thing that I'm talking about means pitch a guy that's incapable of doing it. He is most certainly capable of handling this. I would flip-flop him, but I understand not flip-flopping him, and either decision is totally fine. And Elliott has earned this opportunity, and he has the ability to go out there and shut them down and take what is his. And I think he can do that. Really, really good North Carolina team. They're good at basically everything across the board, but he can do this. And him getting the ball also is totally fine. That's riding the fence. I get it. But he can do it. And there's nothing wrong with him starting this game. I'm more curious, as we've talked about before, what North Carolina does pitching-wise. So they flip-flopped. They've got Jason DeCaro, who is their ace, as I understand it. His numbers are outstanding. He's got a 2.28 ERA, a 1.28 whip. He's 11-2. Opponents hit 233 off of him. He's the one that threw the complete game in the Super Regional against USC. But he has been game two in the Regional and the Super Regional. And then you have Ryan Lynch. Both these guys righties. Ryan Lynch numbers are worse. 4.22 ERA, 1.4 WHIP, which is not bad. Frankly, it's pretty good. He's a good pitcher. He's a good player. But opponents hit 272 off of him. He's hit 17 guys. He's got 9 wild pitches mixed in there. He doesn't walk a ton of guys, but he is certainly not the same caliber of pitcher. So does North Carolina flip-flop back to what they were doing in at the end of the regular season, or do they continue with the same consistent rest over the last couple of weeks in the postseason? That is more interesting to me. I would assume, it is the College World Series after all, and the same concept applies to North Carolina as it does to Ole Miss, right? That, maybe you do have to put your best foot forward, even if it means changing what you've done. One day shorter of rest really shouldn't impact you. It's been 6 days. He should be fine, but I am curious about whether or not North Carolina sticks with what they've done in the two postseason weekends or not. I don't know, but that is more interesting to me than the Ole Miss decision, to be honest with you. Is the North Carolina decision. So we will see on Friday. Logan Smith Shelter Insurance, 601-823-3500. Anywhere in Mississippi, if you need auto, home, life, or insurance for your business, auto, home, life, or business insurance, Logan Smith at Shelter has got you covered. 601-823-3500. Tell them that it was me that sent you. All right, Ole Miss got a pickup, a commitment. You got the Pete Shark earlier. Memphis offensive lineman Antonio Kiefer has committed to Ole Miss tonight. He is a 4-star out of Southwind, listed. The recruiting profiles are always what they are, but he's listed at 6'5", 320. Apparently chose Ole Miss, according to Hayes Fawcett anyway, over LSU, Ohio State, and the local Memphis. As I tell you before, as the caveats are in the portal era, you know, obsessing over one individual recruit is probably not the smartest thing. But as we're learning, especially with somebody that's not too far from the road, far up the road, I should say, high school recruiting still matters, even in the portal era. Players, I mean, sometimes they're forced to leave. Sometimes they don't leave at all. It's not like you're turning over a roster of 85 guys every year. Recruiting high school players still matters for the foundation of a program. Where would Ole Miss be right now without the recruiting of high school players? And that was under the previous staff that was more portal heavy than this one is going to be. High school recruiting still matters. And so getting super jacked up about individual players, probably not the smartest thing. It is the portal era, blah, blah, blah. But Ole Miss has 16 commits right now, and 10 of them are blue chip pickups. And as you guys know, the blue chip ratio, no national champion before Indiana has had a blue chip ratio lower than 50%. So half of the players being four-star or better recruits. Ole Miss clearly has a better blue chip ratio than what the bare minimum is. There's only roughly 23 to 25 programs in the country that have that. It's usually on the lower end than the higher end. And Ole Miss has the same number of four stars right now that the 2025 class had, or the 2024 class, which not this past high school class with the coaching change, the one before that, whatever freaking year that was, the same number of blue chippers already, and that was a top 20 recruiting class. So the momentum that this program is still carrying is impressive. And every time they pick up a four-star, you just got to say that at this point. But that is what they're doing, and it's super impressive that they're stacking a class like this despite the coaching change. The momentum has not stopped. Got to go make it count on the field, obviously, but the momentum has not stopped for Ole Miss and Pete Golding. Good pickup, as always. Priority One Bank. They make you their priority. Switch and bank with me at Priority One Bank. 16 locations in Mississippi. Local loan servicing and decision making. Great online banking platform. Bank with me at Priority One Bank. And also, if you're a Mississippi business that needs office technology, Advantage Business Systems will take care of you. ABSMS.com has got you covered. All right, to the comments we go. We are leaving in the morning, so I know it's a running bit that I say this is going to be a shorter one, and it never is. Tonight, it will be a shorter one. Still got a lot to do before we hit the road. What's up? Oh, everything. That's what's up. Glad to see you, man. Rabe should start, but I understand going with Hunter. Turns out, due to logistics and budgeting, myself and my friends won't be able to go to Omaha unless the Rebs make the championship series. Just couldn't make it work for the first weekend. Understandably so. If they make the championship, go. Even if you have to watch the game outside of the stadium, go. Got to do it. My girlfriend may have tricked me today when I was drunk in the pool into buying us tickets on the 50-yard line for the Ole Miss game in Nashville. Well, I'm glad you made it to after 9 o'clock if you were buying tickets intoxicated at the pool this afternoon. Good to see you. You'll love Nashville if you haven't been. I'm sure you have. A lot of people have gone to Nashville, I guess. But, I mean, the ability to walk across that, I think it's cool, actually, going to see a game there. Now, they're building a brand new stadium. I don't know if the logistics of walking is messed up because of the construction of the new stadium. But I did really like going to bars on Broadway and then walking over the bridge to the stadium. That's a cool way to spend your day. We went to a Gold Cup game when the United States played Panama there. And that was a lot of fun. I mean, just Saturday afternoon, day drinking, walk across the bridge, watch us win in soccer, walk back across the bridge, go back to the bars. It was a lot of fun. I like Nashville. I know it's very, you know, cliche, and you've got the bachelorette parties and all that stuff, and, you know, people kind of turn up their nose at it, I guess, now. It's a great time. You guys are going to have a great time. I should be there, but we'll see. Kind of goes without saying how critical the first game against North Carolina is. They win it, and they have the best position of any team to make the title, especially if Elliott gets them that first win. No kidding. You should stream after every game of the World Cup for the USA. So I will be, I will not do that for game one because I'll be on the East Coast with family. I don't know if I can do that. However, I don't mind doing the next two. I think I might do that. Because next, so this Friday is 8 o'clock Central, by the way. So for you baseball fans, sorry. You won't, unless you can double up, I guess. But game two is at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's on a Friday. And actually, I took the day off of the radio show to be able to watch that game. So, and then game three, right, is on a Saturday, like 8 or 9 o'clock, something like that. There may be something to that. Maybe. Have confidence in Hunter Elliott and think that he can beat North Carolina. Just think Rabe is their absolute best guy. He is their absolute best guy. He's their best pitcher. Absolutely, he is. Probably comes down to how the Ole Miss offense is able to hit. They'll be seeing a righty. Yeah, and as we've talked about in the postseason, they've just gotten the right hit at the right time, which is a valuable skill. Don't get me wrong. It sounds dismissive when I say they haven't hit the ball except for the times they've hit the ball. Well, that's a dumb thing to say. That means they have hit the ball. Just like, well, when you take away the best thing that happened, he didn't actually have a good game, you know? They did get those hits, and they did matter, and they did score runs. But they've got to be able to keep doing that. This offense is not going to provide constant pressure on opponents. They just don't do that well enough. But, man, have they been clutch in this postseason, coming up with a big hit at the exact right time, and can they continue doing that? They've got to be really confident. And even with a pitcher's ballpark, and it's not like Utermark and Bissetta are cheated when they hit home runs, you know? So I don't think the ballpark can really contain those two guys in particular. So two of the most important guys in baseball and football that I hope to hang on to are Mangrum in baseball and Judge in football. Feel like the programs are going to come after them. Feels like I can't read. I'm sorry. Yes, you are absolutely right. Mangrum has been a great hire from Mike Bianco. I mean, look at what Walker Hooks and Taylor Rabe were a year ago versus now, how much improved they are. Those two in particular are, I mean, a lot of things have to go right to make the College World Series, but those two guys, if they were just okay, Ole Miss is not here. They were special. And yeah, Joe Judge, instrumental in a lot of things that people don't quite understand. I know you believe this Sorsby Texas Tech situation will resolve itself, but I have to know what you think about this. What if he gets to play? What if he starts games for Tech? Him playing just establishes a horrendous precedent. We had Brandon Marcello on the radio show today, and we asked him, hey, does Brendan Sorsby play for Texas Tech this year? And his answer was, no, I don't think so. There's too much pressure from everybody to stop this. That's how you know this is different, by the way. Because too many people are trying to equate the Trinidad situation with this, and that just shows when somebody tries to do that, it shows they have a complete lack of critical thinking skills. Is what that is. But that's how you know the situations are different, is when people within their own league, other leagues, although the SEC has not yet spoken on record, you've got the Georgia AD speaking on record. It's been universal. This cannot happen. And when anything like this happens, I mean, it's happening with Ole Miss and the tampering thing. Well, come at me. What are you going to do? Texas Tech's doing the same thing. This is different. This is significantly different. This calls into question the integrity of the outcomes of the games involving the players on the field. Even if he bet on his own team, there are still ways where that can alter the integrity of the outcome of the game. And I understand that it happens. He's just one that got caught, but that doesn't, like, well, you know, there are other guys that are betting too. They just haven't gotten caught. Well, there are people that drink and drive. They just haven't gotten a DUI yet. So we should just get rid of DUI laws. That makes no sense to me. We've talked about it a lot on the radio show. I don't want to, you know, rehash that too much, but I think this will resolve itself. I do. I think too many people, too many powerful people are going to get involved and stop this from happening. I think there's a conversation about the college football playoff getting involved. Remember, the college football playoff is not the NCAA. The NCAA doesn't control the playoff. The playoff is its own thing. There's going to be pressure on them to not allow this to happen. I think it's going to ultimately resolve itself. You cannot play a guy. You cannot allow a guy to continue to play after he has bet on his own team, regardless if he was the starting quarterback or not. You cannot allow that to go unpunished. That has to get punished. It has to. A lot of false equivalences out there too, but that's just what you deal with. Something to consider is if they throw Rabe first, they could use him again if they stay around long enough into the next week and face an elimination game in the semis. Yeah. Another one, you got to start Rabe. That extra day of rest does change the calculus a little bit. That also plays into Ole Miss's hand too, since they really have two like main relievers. Those guys have a built-in day of rest no matter what. Much as I missed the show during the Omaha games, I hope you and the family enjoy your time with it. Yeah, we will. We're going to miss two. Thursday and Friday, that there will be no live. Sunday there will be. Elliot, with the proper command, can go out there and look elite. Just hasn't been there much. He's found it a few times this season, and although it wasn't perfect, he did escape big trouble versus Auburn. Absolutely. Game one is a must win. Got to start Rabe. Still haven't seen the whole baseball team really play into their, quote, full potential. Consistently, though, we've seen some games get close. Nebraska and Auburn games were good, particularly game one. And they've looked really comfortable. They've looked really comfortable in these close games, too. Yeah, we have discussed the Sorsby situation at length on the radio show. It's been a pretty heavy topic. And, you know, there's one thing, too. Because people are equating what he did specifically with, that's why you should allow them to bet. Well, he wasn't even playing, so he can't manipulate the outcome. You can't. What are you going to do, only limit that to backups? Only backups can bet? It has got to be a blanket ban. It has got to be, because if you're going to try to say that what he did isn't bad because he's not a starter, okay, so if you're a starter, you can't bet, but third stringers can bet. Well, how do you police that? How do you audit that? You can't. Well, he only bet on his team to win. Okay, that sounds good in theory, but play this scenario out. Quarterback X, now that gambling is allowed for college athletes, they can just bet on whatever, because that's what a Texas judge says that they can do, right? They can just bet on whatever. Quarterback bets on his team. Big bet, 50 grand, -9. He's that confident in his team. Look at how great it is. He loves his team. He's confident they're going to win -9. It's fourth quarter. It's a four-point game. His team's got the ball. 3 minutes left. Get a first down, take a couple knees. Ball game. Run the ball. They're out of timeouts. Run the ball. Ball game. But he's got that bet -9. He takes a risk, throws an interception. Is that acceptable to us? Is that not manipulating the outcome of the game for the sake of a bet? You simply cannot have the average person believing that the people on the field have a financial stake and in specific results on the field. You cannot have that happen. And don't forget, there's player props out there. There's run pass on the first play of the game out there. All of those things can be manipulated for the sake of the bet that directly impact the outcome of the game, even if it's on yourself to hit your over, or even if it's on your team to win. There are certain things that you cannot do when you have certain jobs. A pilot can't go sit at the bar before he gets on the plane to fly it. But I can, and I'm getting on the same plane. There are certain privileges that you cannot enjoy when you have certain jobs. You just cannot. There are certain things that I cannot do because of the job that I have. And I'm okay with that. That comes with the territory. So it's complete BS is what it is. And I think everybody fighting against it is justified in that. Doesn't matter who the Ole Miss offense sees on the mound. They are mostly matchup proof. Yeah. Good against Alvarez, struggled against Petrovic, and tagged Sanders for some big hits. Yeah. Feels like the Texas Tech Sorsby situation has a chance to really start the domino effect. It proves the NCAA really has no authority anymore. Well, they haven't already, but most people believe that when it came to gambling, they could still, and most everybody else agrees with the no gambling thing. The NFL is incentivized to try to stop this from happening. They can't have that. They can't have players in the NFL that are knowingly betting on games. They can't have that. The NBA's, all professional leagues are incentivized to stop this. The sports books themselves, if you think about it, they can't have their bettors in a twisted, backwards way. The sports books need to be against this too, because they can't have their audience believing that the outcome is manipulated. And again, outcomes have been manipulated in the past, yes, but when they get caught, they get in trouble. They can't have people believing the outcomes are rigged. They can't. This affects everybody. I do think this gets us closer, not necessarily to the Save College Sports Act, especially because Cody Campbell, the guy that's financially backing it all, is absolutely melting down like a psycho. The way that he has responded to all of this is exactly why I am so passionate and talk about the people in charge as much as I do, because we can't let people like him determine the fate of the sport, because he is emotionally incapable of doing it the right way, clearly. But that guy's financially backing Ted Cruz in this bill, and he and Saban, they go to the same places and they do. No. Can't have it. Can't have people like him in this. Look at what he's done. And he is the biggest backer of this. Can't have it. I think this gets us closer to a CBA. Going off the normal rotations, Hunter Elliott, the most important pitcher for Ole Miss and Omaha due to his likely position starting against UNC and then either a semifinal or a natty game one. Yeah. We do have an epidemic of young men getting addicted to sports gambling. Yeah, I saw, 68% of college students bet on sports regularly, I think was the stat. 68% of male college students regularly bet on sports. That's a huge number. That's an insane number. Since you won't go live before the game, do you think Ole Miss will beat North Carolina? I do. I do. Thanks for your work. You enjoy your trip. You deserve it. Ah, man, this is not work. This is the easy stuff. We make jokes about it all the time, but remember when Kiffin joked about the 9.5-point spread of the Kentucky game after the field goal that covered late by Kentucky? Yeah. And that was funny. It was funny. he was on the wrong end of that one. Them betting on other sports isn't the worst thing. Him betting on balls and strikes, although it shows he was addicted, didn't really bother me. But here's the thing. It's just easier to blanket ban them from all of it. It's just easier because on those little apps, you are one click away from college football anyway. You're one click away. It's just easier to blanket ban it. And those guys can still have insider stuff on those games too, considering who, you know, they went to college with and stuff like that. But it's just easier to say, no, you can't have it. That'd be, again, I'm sure there are pilots that drink before flights too. But if I see my pilot having a beer next to me and then getting on the plane, I'm not going to like that. A beer's fine. One beer doesn't alter you. I don't want my pilot drinking right next to me before we get on the plane. It's just better to not do it at all. to just say, hey, you can't do that. It's just cleaner, easier to enforce. You're a millionaire college athlete. You don't have to bet. It's okay that you're not allowed to bet. That shows how broken we are mentally there. Like, well, why can't they bet? Because they can't. It's not like you're robbing them of the opportunity to make, to get a job or to benefit from their NIL or whatever. You're saying you can't bet. It's part of the deal. You're going to be an athlete. You can't bet. Done. It's not like you're, people act like when they say that the athlete should bet that they're like righteous. I don't know. They went to the playoff and got blanked by Oregon. Oh, man. I mean, they will be the America's most hated. You know, if anybody, Kiffin's kind of one in this because now there's a new public enemy number one in college football. It's Texas Tech. A lot of the heat is off of him now. The people's attention is going to be directed elsewhere, not just because of Sorsby, but also because of Cody Campbell. He's bringing it on himself here. So, yeah. Anyway, I really appreciate you guys. You'll get something Thursday for sure. You'll at least get my conversation with Michael Katz, although I think pitching decisions will have been made by the time that's posted, but you'll get something, I promise. And again, hey, you want something? College World Series merch from the College Corner? There, right there. Scan that QR code. It'll take you to their site and get yourself Omaha College World Series merch. So go check that out. I really appreciate you guys. You'll see me on Thursday and you'll see me on Saturday, just not live. And then we'll be back live on Sunday. I'll see you guys then. I really appreciate you. And y'all have a good night.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.